Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Last weekend, the regional champions were crowned and have moved on to this weekend's state semifinals. Welcome to Week 14 and this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister, and we thank you for being with us over the next 35 minutes or so as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's playoff games. In this week's show, we'll talk with OHSAA Executive Director Jerry Snodgrass about the state championship games headed back to Canton next week. And as well, we'll break down all 14 state semifinal games. A reminder that Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6, those games are on Friday. And Divisions 4, 5, and 7, those games to be played on Saturday. And as well, remember, all games kick off at 7 o'clock unless otherwise noted. Let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll get into our conversation with Jerry Snodgrass. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all seven title games, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my longstanding goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And we do indeed welcome you back to this week's show. This is Marty Bannister for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, which is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with chocolate milk. By Max Preps, the official stats and scores provider of the OHSAA. Spectrum News 1, always Ohio, always refreshing, and always on Channel 1. By the Ohio National Guard, it's time to learn what you're made of. Jets Pizza, the official pizza sponsor of the OHSAA. Aerie Sportswear, the official apparel provider of the OHSAA. By Mercy Health, the care you need when you need it. And it's being brought to you as well by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast all seven football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Speaking of Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium and those state championship games, I recently had the chance to sit down with OHSAA Executive Director Jerry Snodgrass to talk about the return of the state title games to Canton. Here's a portion of the conversation with Jerry Snodgrass. Jerry, it's always a topic that generates a lot of discussion. Fans often wonder why the games aren't played in Central Ohio at Ohio Stadium. But in the overall, when you go back and analyze everything, Jerry, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, the City of Kent, and Stark County have been willing partners, and it's been a partnership that's worked out very well for them and for the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
You know, it works out very well, and I think the deep-rooted story of all of that, and it's difficult to tell because it's complicated. There are so many factors. Regardless of sport, many times people will say, well, why aren't you playing here? Well, there's a lot of reasons why we're not playing at a place. One, maybe it's not affordable. Two, and probably most important, it's not available. You know, we can't just say we're going to go there. We're not the NCAA, finals. We're not the Final Four in basketball, where I wish we were. I wish we could put it out there to bid and, you know, we could make all kinds of money and everybody'd be happy because we could spread that wealth, you know, to help our schools better. But there are so many factors why we can and cannot or do or don't go to certain venues. Likewise, I would say this, Canton has been a wonderful host for us. If you talk to the players on the field, do I understand that they would love to run out on the field at Ohio Stadium? Sure they do. I'm also telling you that when they run out on the field at Canton, they're playing for a state championship, and I've never seen one kid say, I wish we weren't here. And the coaches, too. I think that's important. I think fans look at it in a different way.
And again, our thanks to Jerry Snodgrass for that interview. And now for this week's report on how the state's top-ranked teams according to the Associated Press match up in the playoffs. From the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Chris Solwecki with this week's report.
Thanks very much, Marty. Each of the seven divisions in the OHSAA began their playoff experience with 32 teams. 224 teams with one dream, a state championship. Of those 224 teams, 70 were considered tops by the Associated Press. Well, we've played three games. 224 has shrunk to only 28, the final four in each of the seven divisions of high school football in the OHSAA. All seven teams that ended the season ranked number one in the final AP poll are still playing, including Mentor in Division I, Massillon Washington Division II, Columbus Bishop Hartley in Division III, Cincinnati Wyoming in Division IV, Kirtland from Division V, Anna in Division VI, and Maria Stein Marion Local in Division VII. Of the 28 state semifinalists, 24 appeared in the final Associated Press state poll. In Division II, three of the top four teams ranked in the final AP state poll, number one, Massillon, number two, Toledo Central Catholic, and number four, Avon, have advanced to the state semifinals. Only number three, Akron Archbishop Hoban, fell to Massillon 17-14 in the regional finals. The highest AP-ranked matchups are both number one versus number three bouts, number one, Mentor versus number three, Pickerington Central, in Division I, number one, Kirtland versus number three, Oak Harbor in Division V. As we approach the state semis, Divisions 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7 have four AP-ranked teams in their final four. Only Division 4 and 6 have fewer, and each of those divisions have two AP-ranked teams. The outliers, Poland Seminary and Clyde in Division 4, Howard East Knox and Mechanicsburg in Division 6. Also, three of the state semifinal matchups include teams that have seen each other before. Number three, Pickerington Central. Number one, Mentor will square off in one of the Division I semifinals. These two teams met previously in the 2017 state championship game. Pickerington Central knocked off Mentor 56-28 in that one. In Division IV, Newark Licking Valley is the number four team in the AP. They'll face an unranked Poland Seminary squad this weekend. They last faced each other way back in 2008, and Licking Valley won big 41-7 in regional semifinal matchup. And in Division 7, Maria Stein, Marion Local, and Hamler Patrick Henry will meet in the state semis. They've competed twice before in the playoffs, with Maria Stein, Marion Local winning both. Back in 2007 in the state semifinals, it was 42-20, and back in 2016 in the state semifinals, Maria Stein, Marion Local beat Hamler Patrick Henry 36-7. Perhaps the third time is the charm for Hamler Patrick Henry. One other note of interest in this week's report: of the 28 state semifinalists, 10 of them are undefeated. Three of the state semifinal matchups feature unbeaten teams. Division 2 has number 1 Massillon Washington versus number 4 Avon. Division 5 has number 1 Kirtland versus number 3 Oak Harbor. And Division 6, number 2 New Middletown Springfield and Howard East Knox all put perfect records on the line this weekend. That's it for this week's report. Enjoy all of the games, everybody, for the OHSAA. I'm Chris Solwecki.
Chris, thank you very much. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll break down the first round pairings and hear from radio announcers around the state of Ohio. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports. From schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos, Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student athlete and coach out there a very successful season.
Welcome to the home of gridiron legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face to face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy, while the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And we do welcome you back. And now it's time to break down this week's state semifinal playoff pairings across Ohio and get regional reports from several radio stations as well. A reminder that all playoff games kick off starting at 7 o'clock. Let's begin with the regional final pairings in Division 7. These games will be played on Saturday. This game takes place at Columbus St. Francis DeSales Alumni Stadium. It finds 4th-ranked Canal Winchester Harvest Prep at 12-1, facing the number 7th-ranked team in the state, 11-2 Lucas. Both teams looking to make their first state championship game appearance. For Harvest Prep, it's their second Final Four appearance. Meantime, for Lucas, it's their first football Final Four appearance in school history. And the other half of the bracket finds the number 1 team in the state, Maria Stein Marion Local, at 11-2, facing 10th-ranked Hamler Patrick Henry. They're 10-3. That game to be played at Lima Senior Spartan Stadium. 109 total combined playoff wins between these two teams, 79-30, respectively. It's the most of any state semifinal matchup in any division. These two have met twice previously in Division 5 and Division 6 state semifinal games in 2007 and 2016, respectively. Marion Local won both times. Marion Local shut out Midwest Athletic Conference foe New Bremen 27-0 in the regional title game to claim their 9th straight and 18th total Final Four appearance. That's the most of any state semifinalist in all the divisions. And they're looking to become the first team in OHSA football history to reach 80 all-time playoff wins, currently sitting at 79. Certainly, they are the frequent flyers. For Patrick Henry, it's their 7th Final Four appearance. They've won 30 playoff games in school history, the latest last week's 27-13 win over Lipsick in the Region 26 final. As I mentioned, the Lucas Cubs are in the state semifinals for the first time. For more on Lucas, let's go to Aaron Hines from Mansfield's WMAN.
The Lucas Cubs punched their ticket to the state Final Four in Division 7 last Saturday with a 21-13 win over Cuyahoga Heights. Lucas running back Tommy Zierzo had 165 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns to pave the way for the Cubs. But the finish to the game was incredible. Cuyahoga Heights trailed 21-13. They fumbled the ball inside the Lucas 5-yard line, and the Cubs' Ethan Wallace recovered the fumble at the 1-yard line with 27 seconds left in the game to push Lucas into the Final Four for the first time in school history. Lucas will now play Canal Winchester Harvest Prep Saturday in the Division 7 state semifinals in Columbus. Reporting from WMAN Radio in Mansfield, I'm Aaron Hines.
Aaron, thank you. Let's move now to Division 6. These games are Friday night. Division 6, by the way, guaranteed to have a first-time state champion, as none of the four state semifinalists this year have ever won a state title. The number one ranked team in the state is 12-1 Anna. They'll face 11-2 Mechanicsburg. That game's in Wapakoneta at Harmon Field. It's the only state semifinal in the state with two Week 11 road winners playing each other, both teams looking to make their first state championship game appearance. For Anna, the Rockets, it's their first football Final Four appearance in school history, and they are the lone number 5 regional seed in any division to make it to Week 14. Meantime, Mechanicsburg was not ranked in the final AP poll. It's the second Final Four appearance for the school, the first in 2013. They were the lone number 6 regional seed in any division to make it to Week 14. The other half of that bracket in Division 6 finds the second-ranked team in the state, New Middletown Springfield. They're 13-0, facing 13-0 Howard East Knox. That game to be played in Orrville. It's the only Final Four matchup in the state that features two first-time state semifinalists, and it's one of three state semifinal matchups in any division to feature two undefeated teams. East Knox was not ranked in the final AP poll, despite being 10-0 in the regular season. On to Division 5 now. These games are Saturday night with 7 o'clock kicks. The fifth-ranked team in the state is 12-1 Ironton. The Fighting Tigers, the 12th final in 5. It's their first state semifinal appearance, however, since 1999. For West Jefferson, it's their fifth Final Four appearance. They avenged the lone regular season loss they suffered with a 34-0 win over West Liberty Salem in last week's Region 20 final. The other half of the bracket, it's the number one team in the state, defending Division 6 state champion Kirtland at 13-0, taking on the number 3-ranked team, 13-0 Oak Harbor. That game will be played in Strongsville. It's one of three state semifinal matchups to feature two unbeaten teams. Kirtland, last year's Division 6 state champion, that's tied with Cincinnati, Wyoming. It's the eighth Final Four appearance in this decade. For Oak Harbor, they knocked off defending Division 5 state champion Orrville 35-28 in last week's Region 18 final. It's the third Final Four appearance for Orrville, the first, though, since 2006. For more on Ironton, here's Jason Filiaw from Ironton's Fox Sports Radio, 1230 and 1420.
Well, defense was the name of the game once again for the Ironton Fighting Tigers Saturday night as they punched their ticket to the Final Four for the first time since 1999 with a 24-14 win over Ridgewood. The Iron Curtain defense held the general offense to just 225 yards total and held them to two scores, 34 points below their scoring average on the season. Offensively, it was Ohio State commit Reed Carrico leading the Fighting Tiger ground attack. The junior carried for 143 yards and a touchdown. Ironton took a 21-7 lead into the locker room at halftime. A third-quarter touchdown by Ridgewood cut the lead to 7, but Avery Book kicked a 34-yard field goal to set the final margin of victory at 24-14. Ironton now stands at 12-1 and heads to the state semifinals for a first-ever matchup with the Rough Riders of West Jefferson. For the OHSAA Radio Network's football playoff preview show, I'm Jason Filiaw, Fox Sports 1230 and 1420 in Ironton.
Jason, thank you very much. On to Division 4 we go. These games Saturday night with 7 o'clock kicks. This one to be played at Massillon, Washington's Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. The fourth-ranked team in the state is Newark Licking Valley. They're 13-0. They'll take on 11-2 Poland Seminary. It's a rematch of the 2008 Division 3 regional semifinal. The Licking Valley won 41-7. Licking Valley is a returning state semifinalist from last year. It's the eighth Final Four appearance, the most of any team left in Division 4. It's the second straight week they'll be playing a team nicknamed Bulldogs. Last week they defeated Bloom Carroll 22-6 in the Region 15 final. For Poland Seminary, it's their second Final Four appearance, their first since 1999. They were not ranked in the final AP poll. The number one ranked team in the state is Cincinnati, Wyoming at 13-0. They'll face 9-4 Clyde. That game to be played in Marysville at Impact Stadium. Wyoming's the defending state champion. They have a state-leading 28-game winning streak, tied with Kirtland, oh, by the way. It's the second Final Four appearance for Wyoming. For Clyde, it's their fifth Final Four appearance. They weren't ranked in the final AP poll. Clyde, the only number 8 seed to win a regional title this season in any division. The Flyers looking to become just the second 8 seed to ever win a state title since playoff expansion in 1999. The first, St. Henry, in 2004. For more on Newark Licking Valley, here's Dave Downey from Newark's Cool 101.7.
Hall of Fame coach Randy Boffman has led his Licking Valley Panthers to a second straight Division IV regional semifinal game. Last year, Licking Valley lost to Girard 53-48. At 13-0, the Panthers are one of 10 undefeated teams left in the state playoffs. They finished fourth in the final Division IV Associated Press state poll. This is Licking Valley's 30th state playoff appearance, and they have never won a state title. On offense, Licking Valley is led by senior quarterback Logan Bragg and senior running back Mitchell Ford. The defense has been a strength all year, giving up less than 10 points per ball game. In the opening round of the state playoffs, Licking Valley beat Marion Franklin 28-6. In week two, they knocked off John Glenn 20-14. And in last week's regional final game, they beat Bloom Carroll 22-6. I'm Dave Doney for Cool 101.7 and Buckeye Country 107.7, reporting for the OHSAA Radio Network's Football Playoff Preview Show.
Let's move now to Division III. These games are on Friday night with 7 o'clock kicks. The number three team in the state is 13-0 Aurora. They'll face the ninth-ranked team, the 12-1 Tigers from Mansfield Senior. That game to be played at Macedonia Stadium. For Aurora, it's their fifth Final Four appearance. Meantime, Mansfield Senior advanced to the Final Four with an overtime walk-off win in the regional final, beating league rival Sandusky 15-9. It's the first football Final Four appearance in school history. The number one team in the state in Division III, that's Columbus Bishop Hartley. The 12-1 Hawks will face the 7th-ranked team from Trotwood Madison. The Rams are 10-3. That game will be played in London at Bowles Field. 20 combined Final Four appearances between the two programs, 10 on each side. Trotwood Madison won its 40th playoff game in school history last week with a 20-7 win over Hamilton Baden. That was in the Region 12 final. They are the lone number 7 regional seed in any division to make it to week number 14. For more on the Mansfield Tigers, let's bring back Aaron Hines from WMAN.
Mansfield Senior, for the first time in school history, has advanced to the state Final Four, and the TY Tigers did it in walk-off fashion last Friday with a 15-9 overtime win over Sandusky in the regional final. With the game tied at 9 in overtime, Mansfield Senior Cyrus Ellerby blocked Sandusky's field goal attempt that would have given the Blue Streaks the lead. Moments later, Michigan State commit Angelo Gross took a handoff and pushed his way into the end zone for the game-winning walk-off touchdown. 12-1 Mansfield Senior will now play Aurora in the Division III state semifinals Friday at Nordonia High School. Mansfield Senior's 12 wins are the most in school history. Let's just say the buzz around town couldn't be any bigger. Reporting from WMAN Radio in Mansfield, I'm Aaron Hines.
Let's move now to Division II, where the number one ranked team in the state still remains. That's 13-0 Massillon Washington. They'll face the 4th-ranked team, 13-0 Avon, that game at Parma Byers Field at Robert M. Bolton Stadium. It's one of three state semifinal matchups in any division that features two undefeated teams colliding. Massillon last week avenged a 42-28 loss to Hoban in the 2018 Division II state final by beating the Knights 17-14 in the Region 5 final last Friday. It's the 13th Final Four appearance, the most of any team left in Division II. Avon, meantime, is a returning state semifinalist from last year. It's the school's fifth Final Four appearance. Sixth-ranked Cincinnati LaSalle takes its 11-2 mark to Sydney's Memorial Stadium to meet the number two-ranked team, Toledo Central Catholic. They're 13-0. For LaSalle, it's their fourth Final Four appearance. They've outscored their playoff opponents 122-15 through three games. For TCC, Toledo Central Catholic, it's the school's eighth Final Four appearance. For more on the Massillon Tigers' win over defending state champion Akron Archbishop Hoban, here's Ray Jeske from ESPN 990 WTIG in Massillon.
The Massillon Tigers snapped the Akron Hoban Knights' 22-game playoff win streak Friday night at the University of Akron's InfoCision Stadium, and in so doing ended Hoban's state championship streak at 4. The 17-14 win kept the 13-0 Tigers' hopes alive for their first ever playoff-era state title, while capturing the Region 5 title, their third such title in a row. The game was a true defensive struggle, with neither team able to score in the second half. The decisive points for Coach Nate Moore's Tigers came on junior Alex Bauer's 31-yard field goal with 7 seconds left in the first half, following a diving interception by senior defensive end Corey Campbell on a pass deflected by 340-pound senior nose tackle Manny McElroy. Previously for the Massillon Tigers, senior quarterback and district offensive player of the year Aiden Longwell connected on 2 scoring tosses against the stingy Hoban defense. The first was a 53-yard strike to all-district junior wideout Andrew Wilson-Lamp. The second TD was to senior running back and team MVP Zion Pfeiffer on a 9-yard shuffle pass. Hoban's scores allowed the Knights to tie up the Tigers at 7-7, then 14-14, as junior wide receiver Braden Fox hauled in a 40-yard pass from junior quarterback Shane Hamm, and junior running back Victor Dawson rushed for a 4-yard TD mid-second quarter. Hoban bows out of the tournament at 11-2, with a combined record of 68-5 during the past 5 seasons. Coach Tim Terrell, who vowed his team will be back, was gracious in defeat, telling the Tigers more to now go win it. The 13-0 Massillon Tigers journey for the D2 state championship continues Friday at 7 p.m. at Parma's Byers Field against the 13-0 Avon Eagles. For ESPN 990 and the OHSAA Radio Network's Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Ray Jeske.
Before we move to the Division I pairings, let's get more on Toledo Central Catholic, along with Oak Harbor in Division 5 and Patrick Henry in Division 7. With that, here's Jim Cushlin from Toledo's ESPN 106.5, The Ticket.
There are still three Northwest Ohio teams still playing football as we are now in state semifinal weekend. First in Division II, the Central Catholic Fighting Irish remain unbeaten. And now off to the Division II state semifinal as they win their regional back on Friday, 35-14 over Lewis Center Olin Tangi. Now they get Cincinnati LaSalle in Sydney Friday night for a state semifinal as Central Catholic, the Irish, trying for their third state championship this decade. Then in Division 5, Oak Harbor remains unbeaten in 2019. They take out Orrville in their regional final back on Saturday, 35-28. Next up for Oak Harbor, Saturday against Kirtland in that D5 state semifinal. It's their first trip for Oak Harbor to the state semifinal round in 13 years. And in Division 7, you have the Patrick Henry Patriots, who took out Leipzig 27-13 to win their region in Division 7 back on Saturday. Marion Local next up Saturday in the state semi. Jim Cushlin for ESPN 106.5, The Ticket in Toledo.
Jim, thank you very much. Now to Division 1. These games also on Friday night at 7 o'clock. The number 9 team in the state is 11-2 Cincinnati Elder. They'll face the 5th-ranked team, the 12-1 Wildcats from Springfield. That game will be played at Pickwa's Alexander Stadium. For Elder, it's their 6th Final Four appearance. They avenged a Region 4 final loss to Cincinnati Colerain from last year by beating Colerain 28-21 last Friday night. For Springfield, it's their first Final Four appearance in school history. The number one team in the state is 13-0 Mentor. They will take on the number 3, 12-1 Pickerington Central. This game to be played at Canton Glen Oaks, Bob Cummings Field. It's a rematch of the Division I 2017 state championship game, in which Pickerington Central won 56-28. Mentor won its regional final versus defending Division I state champion Lakewood St. Edward in overtime by going for two and converting. It's the 6th Final Four appearance in school history for Mentor. For Pickerington Central, Jay Sherritt's team making its 8th Final Four appearance. They are returning state semifinalists from last year. They avenged their lone regular season loss by beating Groveport Madison 23-7 in last week's Region 3 final. Two more regional reports will wrap up this week's pairings. First, from Cleveland's WKYC, here's David Kinder for more on Mentor, Aurora, and Kirtland.
In Northeast Ohio in the regional championships, the theme was rematches, two really big ones. In Division I, Region I, St. Edward took on Mentor. The Eagles and Cardinals played in Week 1 with Mentor winning by a point. And in Week 13, it was Mentor who won again by a point. In overtime, Mentor scoring a touchdown, and instead of kicking the PAT to force another OT, they go for the two-point conversion. And Ian Kipp's pass is caught by Luke Floria in the end zone, and Mentor wins 36-35 in an all-time classic. The Cardinals will play 12-1 Pickerington Central in the D1 Final Four. Over in Lorain County, longtime rivals met for the second time this season. Avon and Avon Lake meeting up in North Ridgeville. In Week 1, Avon beat Avon Lake 13-12. The only loss in the regular season for the Shoremen. Friday night, they were tied at 3 at halftime, and Avon's Joey Lance scored a 58-yard touchdown on the final play from scrimmage of the third quarter. And after that, it was all Eagles. Avon, a 20-3 winner. They move on to battle 13-0 Maslin this Friday at Byersfield in Parma. Division 3, what a comeback for Aurora last week. They trailed Chardon 16-0 halfway through the first quarter, but stormed back to win 22-19. The Greenmen stay undefeated, and they will battle Mansfield Senior Friday night. In Division 5, Kirtland is in the Final Four for a third year in a row. The Hornets have won 28 games in a row after they knocked off Manchester on Saturday 32-7. Head coach Tiger Laverty's team will play 13-0 Oak Harbor this week with a trip to the state title game on the line. That game will be played at Strongsville High School. With a look at high school football in Northeast Ohio, I'm David Kinder reporting for WKYC.
David, thank you very much. Last but certainly not least, from Dayton's ESPN 1410 WING, here's Justin Kinner to break down Trotwood Madison, Springfield, Anna, and Marion Local.
The 10-3 Trotwood Rams are back in the state semifinals for the 9th time in the last 10 seasons. The Rams punched their ticket to the state semis following their 20-7 win over a Baden team who was cruising heading into this matchup. Trotwood was without their starting quarterback in Cooper Stewart, who exited the game early in the second half. The Rams had to rely on the arm of backup quarterback Keontae Hughley, who came in and threw for a 69-yard touchdown pass to Carl Blanton Jr., who finished
finished the night with 140 yards, two touchdowns, and four catches. The Rams will take on Columbus Bishop Hartley, 12-1 on the year, this Friday night in D3 state semifinal action. How about the 12-1 Springfield Wildcats? Former NFL star Mo Douglas, head coach of the Wildcats, has his team rolling this year and has led them to playing in their first ever state semifinals. The Wildcats won a super low-scoring bout 7-3 over Dublin Kaufman to punch their ticket to the D1 state semis, where they will take on Cincinnati Elder. Elder defeated Cincinnati Colerain 28-21 at Mason to set up this matchup. Let's head over to the MAC now. The 12-1 Anna Rockets advanced to the state semifinals after beating Archbold 42-7 in Lima this past weekend. Riley Heelskamp rushed for 150-plus yards and had three touchdowns in leading the Rockets to a historic victory, as it's the first time for the Rockets out of the MAC to advance to the D6 state semis. The Rockets will take on Mechanicsburg Friday night at Wapakoneta High School. Let's stay in the MAC. Anna might be going to the state semis for the first time in program history, but one program that is no stranger to playing in late November is the Marion Local Flyers, who are looking to get back to their ninth straight state title game. The Flyers shut out New Bremen 27-0 in the regional final and will now take on Patrick Henry in the D7 state semis this weekend. From ESPN 1410 Wing AM in Dayton, this is Justin Kinner for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Justin, thanks very much. That will do it for this week's regional final pairings. We need to step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA, and when we come back, we will wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
It is up and it is good! A game-winning field goal from 31 yards away, and that is how Hartley repeats as the Division IV state champions.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
Base hit the center field, and the ball game is over. The Defiance Bulldogs have just won the Ohio State Division II baseball title.
With more than 60 partner radio stations, the OHSAA Radio Network delivers countless memories from OHSAA championships.
They're certainly peaking at the right time, clicking on all cylinders coming into the state tournament.
On the air, online, and on your mobile device, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Let's take a time out to talk about educational athletics. That means the school sports are an extension of the classroom. Student athletes earn the privilege of participation in sports by succeeding during the school day first, before they put on the team uniform after. Student athletes prove that with better attendance records, higher GPAs, and fewer discipline issues than non-student athletes. That's what it means to be a part of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And we welcome you back one more time. Before we put a wrap on this week's show, we remind you that complete statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with preview notes and the football playoff histories of every team in this year's playoffs. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale through the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, including special group ticket special rates and a ticket package that includes indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the state championship matchups. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show has been a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.